Hey guys, welcome back to the Lion's Pride. And today on this episode, it's a little bit different. My episodes aren't always going to be about gloomy parenthood. They're going to be some days about different stuff. Today we're going to talk about the 2019 NBA Draft. Yes, 2019 NBA Draft is over with. We've seen who the first three players went. We've seen who all the players went. I'm understanding. We've seen who the first three top picks were. And I'm not surprised at all with who went where. I'm not surprised that Zion was number one. I'm not surprised that Ja Morant was number two to Grizzlies. And I'm not surprised that RJ Barrett, you know, was number three to the Knicks. Today, though, who do you think is going to be the best out of those three? Do you think it's going to be Zion Williams, the hype? Do you think it's going to be Ja Morant from the, you know, D1 school? Or do you think it's going to be, you know, RJ Barrett, the high scorer, you know, high shooter, high volume shooter from, you know, Duke? In my opinion, and I am not hating on Zion Williams or anything, okay? I've watched him play. I think he's awesome. I don't think he's going to be the next greatest thing in the NBA, though. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there right now. I know some of y'all are going to be like, whatever, the dude's number one. You know, there's... how many number ones have actually won a championship? Just tell me that. You know, go look it up. How many draft number one draft picks have won a championship? And then how many have been bust? And then how many have had one so-so all-star careers but didn't win championships? Go look at that up. I guarantee there's more of those than actually won championships and that were actually great. So I really don't think Zion's going to be the greatest thing that we've seen since LeBron James. I just don't. With that being said, let's go to number two. Ja Morant. It's Ja Morant. Dude's freakishly good, but he don't play no defense. You know who else don't play no defense but is a better scorer than him? Still to this day? Carmelo Anthony. He's a poor man's Carmelo Anthony. Not as big, but he's a poor man's Carmelo Anthony. And with so many people not knowing even what to say about Carmelo Anthony and his legacy in the NBA, how great are you going to be? I mean, Carmelo Anthony is one of my favorite players, just because of his scoring. One of my favorite players. Ja Morant, I think, is going to be an excellent scorer. He doesn't play defense. So yeah, he's going to be one of those guys that we're just talking about. He's a scorer. RJ Barrett is my pick to have the best career out of these three. I think he's a athletic, high flyer that can shoot and can get better with training with the right coaches. And he's going to be arguably on the biggest stage of all of them. I mean, no disrespect to Zion, but I know who AD is because I'm a big fan of NBA, but you go ask average person who Anthony Davis is before the trade to Los Angeles, they don't know who he is. They don't. But you go ask him who, you know, somebody, Lonzo Ball or somebody on the Lakers is. They know who they are because they're big name teams. I think that Zion's going to get lost in a small market. He might do good. He may not do good. I mean, he literally has the same team around him right now that AD had last year, and what they do. And AD's a hell of a better player than Zion. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way right now. AD's 10 times better player than Zion is, and he has the same people that had around him that AD had last year. That's how good I think that team's going to do. Okay. Grizzlies, I'm not so sure. I don't really follow the Memphis Grizzlies too much. I know they just got rid of him. I think it was Conley. I think that's who he was playing for. Yeah. Like I said, I don't follow the Grizzlies too much. And that's another thing about why Ja Morant's cool. He's going to be in the Grizzlies. He's going to be on a team that doesn't get a lot of media attention. He's going to be able to score. But are they going to win? I just don't think so. RJ Barrett. Duke can score. A little shaky sometimes. I just think that Coach K had enough faith in him to be like, I want the ball in your hands the last minutes, the last seconds of the game, that that's going to transition, that he obviously has something. So I think that's going to transition to the NBA. He's going to get a good coach, get some good shooting coaches, get some people around him to work with him. And I feel like he is going to be the best out of these three. Do I think that these three are going to be the best in the, out of the draft? I don't know. There was a guy, I'm not going to say his name, but he's my pick for the NBA Rookie of the Year. And he came from a little place called Virginia. That's all I'm going to say. That's my favorite player that was drafted. Little guy from Virginia. You know, little name guy from Virginia. Got drafted. Won't say anything. He's going to be on my next one. So I'll wait for then. But do I think either one of these three are going to be NBA Rookie of the Year? RJ Barrett has the best chance out of these three. The only way Zion Williams wins it is because of this popularity. But I think RJ Barrett's going to be the best out of these three whenever it's all done. 10, 15 years down the road, we're going to be saying RJ Barrett was the best one out of these three. Was he the best out of the draft class? I'm not sure. Not sure about that. Man, just wait till we get to some of these other draft picks. Obviously, though, first round, I'm giving A-pluses to the first three picks. I'm giving A-pluses to the first five picks, actually. Go ahead and put it like that. The first five or six picks, I'm giving A-pluses to. You guys did what you needed to do. All right. Well, you know, I hope you guys have enjoyed the little NBA 219 draft recap for the first round of the first three draft picks of my, what I think about them. Tomorrow, I will have 4, 5, and 6 of the NBA draft, what I think about them and what I think they're going to do in the league. So, that being said, you guys, enjoy your day. Make your day your own. Remember that. Regardless of what anybody says to you, regardless of what the weather's like outside, regardless of what the situation is, nobody dictates your day besides you. Have a great day, guys. See you next time here at the Lions Pride.